الحمد لله الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له العلي العظيم وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. Fellow Muslims, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, the fear of Allah, in open and in secret. Beloved brothers in Islam, Allah says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. O you who believe, save yourselves and your children and your families from the fire, from a fire whose fuel is men and stones. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Ali radiallahu anhu, he said this verse means that one must teach their children. He must teach them what is right and wrong. He must teach them what is forbidden and what is permissible. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْعُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. All of you are shepherds, and all of you shall be asked about those under your responsibility. الرَّجُلُ رَاعٍ فِي أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ وَمَسْعُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. The man, he is the shepherd of his house, and he shall be asked about those under his responsibility. The man, the father of the house, he is the shepherd of his home, and he is responsible. He will be asked about those in his house. He will be asked about his children, if they learn their religion or not. He is responsible for taking care of the education of his family and his children. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we see that the Sahaba, they understood the mighty responsibility of raising their children on the Tawheed. We see in their words the understanding of this responsibility. Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, He used to say, teach your children, for you are responsible for them. You are responsible for your children, and you are responsible from what they learn from you, and what they do afterwards from that which they learn from you. Teach your children, because whatever they learn from you, and they act in accordance to it, you will be held accountable for that. You will be asked about what your children learned from you, and whether they learned the deen properly from you. And we see also Sa'id ibn al-'As, one of the early Sahaba, he said regarding the importance of teaching children. He said, teach your children the Qur'an, and teach them to adhere to it, and to depend upon the Qur'an, and to let it accompany them throughout their life. And if you do this, you will have fulfilled your responsibility and any responsibility for what comes afterwards. Teach your children to adhere to the Qur'an, to depend upon the Qur'an in their life for all of their affairs and all of their decisions. Ibn al-'As, he said, if you do this, then you have fulfilled your true responsibility, and for anything that happens afterwards. Also, beloved brothers in Islam and sisters in Islam, we see Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, the great noble defender of Islam. He also was not made busy from his defending the way of Allah from teaching his children. He used to always teach his children. And he said that I teach my children, or we, the Sahaba, we used to teach our children adherence to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We used to ingrain in them the adherence to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all affairs, just like one teaches his child a verse or a chapter of the Quran. When one repeats the verse over and over and over until it becomes firm in the mind of his child, he said, we used to teach them adherence to the Sunnah in the same way one teaches the child to memorize a verse of the Quran, to repeat it so it's ingrained in the child's mind. This is Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas talking about raising children to adhere to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, after the Sahaba, we see in the lives of the Tabi'een, the companions of the Sahaba, also they understood the great responsibility of raising the children on the Tawheed of Allah. We see Ibrahim ibn Adham, that great scholar amongst the Tabi'een. How did he become a scholar? He says, my father, may Allah have mercy on him, he used to tell me, he's talking about himself, he told me, learn a hadith, go and memorize hadith. Every hadith you would memorize, I'll give you a silver coin. So Ibrahim ibn Adham, he said, I became a scholar, I learned hadith because of that silver coin that my father used to give me. His father motivated him, encouraged him to learn the deen, encouraged him to be successful in the akhirah and not just in this world. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, many parents and many students, they're concerned about the new semester and whether they'll be successful, whether they'll pass the exam at the end of the year. But what about the greatest exam of all? What about the greatest day of all? The greatest test that all of us should be concerned about? The Day of Judgment. That is the day that we should be more concerned about. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, that is the greatest exam that every student and every parent should worry about. That is what we should be concerned and worried and lose sleep at night worried about for our children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Al-waznu yawma'idhin al-haqq. The scales that day will be the true scales. On that day, the scales will be true, the true measurement of things. Many of us, many people are concerned with the worldly scales, but they'll forget about al-wazn al-haq, the true scales in the sight of Allah, whether one obeyed Allah, whether one died on the path of Islam and on Tawheed. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, that is the greatest day that all of us should worry about, all of us should be concerned about for our children. Al-waznu yawma'idhin al-haq. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those are the true scales, beloved brothers in Islam, the scales of our deeds on the Day of Judgment. Then those whose scale of deeds is heavy, they shall truly be successful. That is the true success, honored brothers and sisters in Islam. Once again, I remind you and myself, beloved brothers, it is incumbent upon us to teach our children, to raise them on the Sunnah and on the Tawheed and on Islam. It is obligatory for us to encourage them to adhere to Allah, the Great and Mighty. They should be always in adherence to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all their affairs in life. What a loss! What a loss for those who forget that great day. Those who are heedless of the greatest day of accounting, what a loss. They live a constricted life, and they live a life in obedience of sin. They forget about the true purpose of this world. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, Ta'isu abdu dinar wa dirham. Woe to the one, in loss is the one who worships the silver and the gold. That is the true loss. They got busy with the gold and silver of this world, and they forgot about, they neglected the true success or the true test, that on the Day of Judgment. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, whenever our children learn, we should remember that true knowledge is from Allah. Whenever our children are successful in an exam, we should remind them that this knowledge has been given to you by Allah, to attach them always to their Creator in all affairs in life. هُوَ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمُ. Allah is the one who taught you what you didn't know. We came out from the wombs of our mothers not knowing or seeing, understanding anything. He gave us knowledge and understanding. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, these children that we have, we must be grateful to Allah. We must give shukr to Allah for them. And what is the true meaning of shukr? The true meaning of shukr, as the ulama say, is that when a camel drinks water and food, its humps become bigger. It shows the ni'mah on its body. And the ulama, they say this means that when we give shukr to Allah, we use that blessing in the way that pleases Him. We show that blessing by using it to obey Allah. We thank Allah for our children, for their health and their success by guiding them to obey Allah. This is true shukr for the blessing of the children that Allah has given us. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, honorable youth, the young people that are here, I remind all of you to take advantage of two things. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, مَغْبُونٌ نِعْمَتَانْ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. There are two blessings that many, many people are in great loss of. What are those two things? Two things that the youth have more abundance of. أَصِحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. Good health. Oh young people, you see yourselves strong in body and you have free time. Many people, they waste their time away, especially in these days of youth, busy with games and videos and movies, and they lose out on these great blessings. My young brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you to take advantage of these two things. You have health, you have free time. Use it in something beneficial. Do not waste it away in futile things. Use it to earn some goodness for your next world. If you obey Allah, beloved youth, He will make you happy in the next world and in this world. He will make you truly happy in both this world and the next. Beloved youth, young people, I remind you also what the Prophet ﷺ said about having good companions. He said, "Al-mar'u 'ala dini sawahibihi." The person will be on the religion of his companions. So I remind all of you, respected brothers and youth, that we should always bear in mind that the gathering that we spend time with, we will be affected by them. We will take on the religion of our companions, as the Prophet ﷺ said, and he warned us that there are shayateen from the jinn and the ins, from people and man, from and jinn who whisper and mislead people from his path. May Allah keep us firmly on his path until the Day of Judgment. Wallahu al-musta'an wa alayhi tuqlan. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfiru Allah li wa lakum wa li sa'ir al-muslimun. Istaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وأشرف الأنبياء سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Respected brothers and sisters, youth and all fellow Muslims, let us keep in mind, let us always make dua for those noble ulama that went before us, those who struggled in the path of spreading knowledge and keeping the religion and the knowledge spreading until it reached us today. We should always remember and try to be more like them. May Allah help us to change our thoughts and minds to that of knowledge, and to change our speech to the speech of knowledge and goodness between one another. I always make dua for those great imams like Ibn Rajab, Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, Imam Atiyah Muhammad Salim, Imam, all of these great imams, Shaykh al-Shaykh, all of the ulama. We should always make dua for them so that we can follow on their footsteps. Because the ulama, they follow on the footsteps of the anbiya. So by following in their path, by seeking knowledge through them, we will follow in the path of the anbiya bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. May Allah bless us and grant us much beneficial knowledge. May Allah help us to follow in their footsteps and guide our youth on a straight path. May Allah keep them always on the Tawheed and keep them close to the people of knowledge in the Masajid and the Tawheed of Allah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين، ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اكشف كربات المؤمنين، اللهم اكشف كربات المؤمنين، اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا رب العالمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا رب العالمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك العافية في الدنيا والآخرة. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وهب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله، اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وأقيموا الصلاة. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى
الذي يصلى النار الكبرى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم.